Hey, it's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector. And this is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus you, the investor, in on the news that moves the sector, our approach to investing across it. Our ETF, CNBS, is an active ETF strategy. We're focused on what we believe are the most important sector themes and trends of today, tomorrow, and where investors should want exposure in the cannabis sector going forward. Being active means we're able to invest in real time around these developments. Again, I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in the cannabis sector from its early stages, and I combine that with my experience as a portfolio manager in emerging markets and one who invests in new asset classes. The Cannabis Weekly will focus on the market, the macro, and our fund, CNBS. This is the weekly for the week of June 21. It's a holiday-shortened week coming after a devastating week for global markets, where I think volatility remains in play as we look to cannabis markets continuing to perform in line with those sectors that are seen as either ones that struggle with profitability, ones that just are naturally narrower in their liquidity and higher in their risk profile. We've spent a lot of time in the last 6 months talking about the themes that have been headwinds for cannabis, specific to cannabis. And I think those remain the ones around free cash flow generation, companies that will have the ability to access capital markets and be able to grow in a period where really the addressable market for cannabis does continue to grow. States continue to open up. We'll talk a little bit more about the macro in a second, but we continue to stress those themes. No question, this has been a painful 6 to 9 months for investors across the space, and we'll try to quickly refresh some of the keys around that investment thesis. If you look at the market itself last week, some name specific and some levels where you saw performance in the MSOs down anywhere from 5 to 15%, with the exception of Trulieve, which was actually up 2%, although not necessarily outperforming year to date, down about 46%, in line with the MSOs, which are down 45 to 55% across the board. But some underperformers last week included Curaleaf down 13.6, TerrAscend down 14, Cresco down 12. If you look at a couple of the second tiers, MaryMed down 10%. Canada, slight outperformance last week. Tilray down 5.3, Canopy Growth down 7.2. But the Canadian names have actually been under even more pressure. And we would argue that there continues to be major consolidation that's going to take place up in Canada. And I think the size of that market means that there needs to be some rationalization within the major players there. As we look to the story around debt versus equity, and we've talked about where capital markets are less open than they were. The cost of capital, after coming down for the second half of 2021, has moved higher with Fed interest rates and also just liquidity dynamics. Meanwhile, debt funding, at least for cannabis relative to equity, continues to be higher. Using some analysis and footnoting Matt McGinley at Needham, you have year-to-date debt issuance is actually up 7%, whereas U.S. equity issuance is down 75%. And equity as a percentage of total issuance has dropped from about 80% in 21 to less than 50% at present. So it just tells you where debt makes more sense for companies whose valuations they believe are probably well below what they are worth. So doing dilutive equity deals is something that I think people stay away from. I will say that some of the bigger players in the sector, especially those that are independent from a cash flow perspective from having to go to capital markets, are also the same ones that are going to be playing offense in a world where I think M&A and consolidation will continue in the U.S. As well. Macro, let's talk a little bit about some stuff in Washington. Nancy Mace, a friend of the sector, Republican member of the House of Representatives, won her primary and looks poised to hopefully do well in the sector in the midterm elections. But that's been a story of someone that at least has put forth legislation that is attempting to kind of get both sides of the aisle focused on the right issues. In terms of some of the other macro, though, the DOJ claims they are going to address cannabis in the days ahead, and related specifically to, quote, marijuana and its production, sale, and use. end quote. So whether this is reissuing the Cole memo, for those that need a reminder, the Cole memo was during the Obama administration, essentially the set of rules that said the federal government will stay out of the way of the individual states. It became very important as a backbone for the states to continue to legalize and develop their own programs. I don't think it's critical to necessarily the status quo. I do think some refreshing or restatement of that memo, but also putting a little more framework around how the enforcement and the criminal justice dynamics around the sector can continue to evolve will be very important for the legislation that's critical for the sector going forward. And again, the legislation I think that's most critical is really the legislation that's going to solve the tax issues for the sector. The banking and capital markets issues, I think, are secondary. As we look at CMBS, down 8.6% last week in terms of companies within the portfolio, AFC Gamma announced a dividend. It's actually their fourth straight quarter of increasing their dividend within the portfolio. We do have exposure across a handful of the debt players. And as we talked about, especially during the times either we were making those allocations and have talked about just in terms of diversification, those have been outperformers, whether it's the Silver Spike Investment Corp vehicle, whether it has been IIPR and some of the REITs in the space, that has been a good place to be diversified within an ETF structure. So we're going to leave you there. This is the weekly for the week of June 21. I'm Tim Seymour. Have a great week.